We do thank you for joining us here on the show today. My name is Ron Taylor, always honored and blessed to be your host for the show, and always an honor to have wonderful guests and ministry friends with us today. You know, we're going to be talking about your money today, and so now that we have your attention, if something that you thought to be true about your money suddenly you discovered was not true, well, when would you want to know about it? I would think the answer to that question is immediately. We do have the answer for that question as you consider the program today. Thank you for joining us. Patrick Smith is here once again with us. Patrick, of course, has been in the financial services industry for about 40 years, and for the last 27 of those years, he served right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area as president and senior advisor for his independent advisory firm, Baring Financial. So, Patrick, we're going to continue with more of our conversation about how money works and helping our listeners increase their wealth awareness. Good to have you again.
Thanks, Ron. That's right. And thank you for having me. And it's always a pleasure to be here.
Patrick, let me ask you this. Why do the conversations you and I have center around how money works, the mechanics of how money works, if you will?
Well, Ron, it's because we consider that good news that people need in their financial planning today. It's not just tell me where to put my money.
Mm-hmm.
Before you put your money into any particular vehicle, you first have to know what the consequences of using that vehicle may be. And that's why it's important to know what is true and what is not true about how money works.
Mm-hmm.
We've said it before. When you increase the awareness you have about your money today, that will determine how much money you have 10, 20, and even 30 years from now.
You know, Patrick, that really is good news in a world of not so good news these days. What will we be discussing in general in our conversation today?
Well, today I want to review some important principles for understanding how your money works. Then we'll talk about some strategies to create and maintain LUC of your money, liquidity, use, and control. This includes how to become your own bank and the power of creating a 0% tax bracket for retirement. And finally, I'm going to tell you about alternative instruments compared to some products of traditional financial planning.
Okay.
So let's start with some review of some of the principles everyone needs to be aware of to understand how their money works. And of course, our first defining moment, number one principle, is your money will never be worth more than it is today. Because of inflation, we know that today's dollars have the most buying power. Remember our example? $1,000 today with an inflation rate of 3% would only have the buying power of $412 in 30 years.
Wow.
The second defining moment, number two, is you may be in the lowest tax bracket you will ever be in. And many people, when they hear that, they go, well, why? Well, the reason is demographics. So let's take a look at those demographics. And before that, I've probably asked that question to over 1,000 people in the last 2 or 3 years, and not one person has said they believe taxes are going to be lower.
Yeah, that's right.
So let's look at the demographics and do the math. We have 85 to 100 million baby boomers. That's 10,000 people a day going into retirement.
Mm.
And behind them, there's only approximately 45 million to take their place in the workforce. So there will be less workers supporting more retirees, and these retirees are living longer on government-funded programs,
mm-hmm.
primarily Social Security and Medicare. This means that the current tax revenue will be decreasing at the same time the number of retirees who are dependent on these programs, which this revenue pays for, will be increasing.
Mm-hmm.
Added to that is our enormous and growing national debt. We all know there's only one way all of this will get paid for: higher taxes.
Higher taxes.
When you apply these two defining moments to your financial decisions, it leads to this question. Just considering today's retirement plans, if your money will never be worth more than it is today due to inflation, and this is the lowest tax bracket you will ever be in due to demographics, why does traditional financial thinking continually tell you to take as much of today's money as you can and throw it as far as you can into the future where it will be taxed where it will have the least buying power and it will be taxed the most.
Yeah. It's interesting. You know, Patrick, as you've said before, it's all about asking the right question, you know, just in having those right questions to ask. You said that traditional financial thinking tells us to take our most valuable dollars and throw them as far in the future as possible, as you just mentioned, where they'll have the least buying power and be taxed the most. How are we doing that in general these days?
Well, Ron, most people's only source of savings today is their 401k or their IRA or whatever tax-qualified plan that they have. Mm-hmm. They're taking most of the money they are saving and they're putting it into qualified retirement plans because that's what they, traditional thinking, are telling them to do.
Sure.
That's taking today's most valuable dollars and throwing them into the future, deferring all the taxes on it to when they get to retirement.
Mm.
So they are creating a bigger pile that will be taxed at a later date, and we just discussed why we know that taxes have to be much higher.
Sometimes I think we're living in a world where we're paying for deferment.
Yes.
defer, and it's so easy to pay it later, you know?
Yep.
Well, I want to make our listeners aware of your website, and this is a very easy website to get to and to bookmark and visit very often. It's wealthawareness.com, wealthawareness.com. You'll find the phone number on there, but I'll give it to you now, too. It's 817-571-2626, 817-571-2626. You can call and schedule a Money Works session, and we'll tell you what a Money Works session is all about. But when you get to the website, wealthawareness.com, you'll see a series of buttons there. Click on the Choices tab, and when you open that tab, you'll see all the contact information there, the phone number I just gave you, and the email addresses and everything to get in touch with our friends at Baring Financial. Get your questions answered and learn more about what we're discussing today on the radio. You'll get to meet face-to-face with Patrick Smith. There's no cost involved. There's no obligation. You're not going to be confronted with a sales pitch at the end of it. This is the beginning of a process, the wealth awareness process of learning how your money works. So the website, once again, wealthawareness.com. Click on the Choices tab, and you'll see the information to get started for your free Money Works session and get that process going. Visiting with our friends from Baring Financial today, Patrick Smith joining us. To begin to recognize where the major money leaks are occurring in our lives, Patrick, what do we need to understand about money? It's all about learning in the beginning, isn't it?
Yes, Ron. Your money's made up of these three categories. You got lifestyle money, you got accumulated money, or transferred money. Your ability to accumulate and increase your lifestyle money will depend on your awareness and control of the third type of money, the transferred money.
Okay.
In everyday life, almost everyone listening to this program right now unknowingly gives or transfers their money away. When this happens, not only do you lose that money, but you also lose the ability to earn money on that money once it is transferred away.
Mm.
This compounds your loss, and this is what is known as lost opportunity cost. For every dollar you give away through the major money leaks in your financial plan, you not only lose that dollar, but you also lose the ability to earn money from that dollar for the rest of your life.
Wow.
Here are a few examples of areas where transfers occur. Qualified retirement plans. This has been plastered all over 60 Minutes in the television about all the high fees involved because most people's qualified retirement plans are 401k, 401k plans. Question for the listeners is, well, if that's the case, what can I do? And of course, our question to them is, can you unwind or should you unwind your 401k plan?
Hmm.
When they meet with us for a Money Works session, we discuss that thoroughly.
Good.
Tax refunds. The average person listening to us gets anywhere from $3,000 to $5,000 a year back in a tax refund. It's a wonderful time of year. You know, hey, Martha, we're going to get our respite and we'll get to go take our vacation. But the problem is it's a huge money leak. Because you're giving the IRS money all year long for nothing.
Right. That's exactly right.
Okay, and that needs to be examined by people.
Right.
How you pay for your home, how you pay for your cars, what type of investments you have, and obviously unnecessary consumer debt.
Hmm.
That's a huge one.
Sure.
We meet people all the time that are paying thousands into their 401k, and at the same time they've got $10,000-$15,000 a year in leaks from interest on consumer debt.
Right.
Okay. And our friend Dave Ramsey addresses that very well, and, mm-hmm. and we help people do the same.
Sure.
Now, this is just a partial list of areas where I'm going to help people find those money leaks.
And, you know, we talk about money leaks, and again, the qualified retirement plans, the various ways of perhaps unwinding, or should you unwind your 401k, talked and discussed about in the money leaks sessions. Again, the website is really phenomenal, Patrick. You've set up a wonderful way for people to quickly access the information. I'll remind again, it's wealthawareness.com, wealthawareness.com. You'll click on the choices tab, and when you do that, you'll see several choices, in fact, but one of which will pop right up, and it'll allow you to choose your next step. You can call for your free guidebook on the topic of your choice, maybe something you're hearing about right now, and you'll see a list of different subjects that you could discuss. You can click there to find out more. The phone number there waiting on you, 817-571-2626. If you prefer to operate through email, there's a direct link right there. You get your request online for the free one-hour Money Works session. There's no cost involved in this. There's no obligation. As we mentioned, there's no sales pitch at the end of this, so you don't have to be concerned about that. It really is the beginning of a process, the wealth awareness process of learning how your money works. Liquidity use and control, Patrick, LUC. We talked about that a moment ago. Let's get into that and find out how that breaks down for us.
Okay, Ron. Again, liquidity, use, and control of our listeners' money. It is the one thing that people do not have, and they don't have it because they're not taught about it. And they don't understand the unintended consequences of not having liquidity, use, and control of their money. So one of the things that we look at and we teach them is how to do that, how to become your own bank for the purpose of the next time they want to buy a washer and a dryer, or the next time they want to buy a car, or maybe looking forward 10 years or so to their children's education. And this brings me to a thought when it comes to LUC. You know, we might have some listeners that are thinking, well, where does, you know, gold and silver, you know, come into that with what they're hearing, you know, about inflation and, sure. and they need gold and protection from inflation.
Mm-hmm.
That is the big question. Where is the economy going from here? Is it going into a prolonged period of deflation, or is it going to go into a prolonged hyperinflation like we had in 1980?
Wow.
The point of this is we want to teach people, regardless of which way it goes, how to preserve their buying power. And you have to have liquidity, use, and control of your money to be able to go whichever way the economy goes mm-hmm. to protect yourself.
Mm-hmm. It really is about taking ownership of your money, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. You know, in talking about the website, as we mentioned a moment ago, wealthawareness.com, we get to meet, really sit down with you, Patrick, face to face. And this is really the way to do this, because when we're talking about our money and our finances, it's a very private, very personal matter. And we know that you respect that. And so it's a face to face sit down. And, you know, you get to sort of, you know, instruct your client or the listener that comes in on what they're talking about. Give us a brief overview of how that sit down goes about.
Well, we're not any different than, you know, any other financial advisory group. Clients come in, and the first thing I do is I really give them an illustration and information about why taxes have to increase.
Sure.
That's probably the most important. And then we do a financial inventory like everybody else does.
Mm-hmm.
But our purpose for financial inventory is not just to find out how much money they have and where it is, and to say, oh, well, you got it in this product and this product. Well, we got a better product than that.
Yeah.
Now, we all have to use products.
Mm.
But before we get to that point, we need to educate them on where they don't have control of their money.
Mm-hmm.
And we show them the different ways to gain that control of that money before we ever get, you know, the products.
Sure. It really is easy to get the process started on the wealth awareness and a process of learning. Wealthawareness.com, wealthawareness.com. Just click on the choices tab and you'll see how to get the ball rolling on your free one-hour money work session, wealthawareness.com. You know, Patrick, as we look at a very real future of higher taxes at retirement, of all wonderful timing, and possible government takeover retirement plans that we've talked about before, you're saying the good news is not only is there a strategy to have lower taxes at retirement, instead of a higher environment, but you can actually create a 0% tax bracket for retirement. This is exciting to think about. Tell us how this works.
Absolutely. So to give you an overview of how to build a 0% tax bracket for retirement, I'll use a general example. But the ideal figures I'm going to refer to will be different for every individual, and that's something that we calculate on a case-by-case basis when we meet with people.
Mm-hmm.
At retirement, there are three buckets of money that are available to most people, and most people only use two out of the three of those buckets. The first bucket is taxable money. The second bucket is tax-deferred money, and the third bucket is tax-free money. First bucket, taxable money, is cash, savings, mutual funds, bonds, stocks, any asset that creates a 1099 that shows they've got ordinary income. An ideal amount that they should keep that would create some interest, 1099 interest, would be 6 months of expenses. Other than that, any amount over that should be moved to bucket number three, a tax-free bucket, again, which most people hadn't even heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
The second bucket is tax-deferred bucket. Pensions, 401ks, IRAs, SEPs, 403bs, 457s, the alphabet soup of qualified retirement plans,
yeah,
and non-qualified annuities make up the tax-deferred bucket.
Mm-hmm.
An ideal amount to have, an ideal maximum amount to have in a tax-deferred bucket is $500,000. And I probably got some listeners are going, well, goodness, my 401k is way over that already.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you need to talk to us so we can show you how to strategize,
yeah,
to get that under control.
Mm-hmm.
Because RMDs on a $500,000 tax-deferred bucket will be offset with standard deductions going forward.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we recommend that amount. We need to create a strategic plan for moving any amount over that ideal amount, as I said, into the tax-free bucket. And then third, the tax-free bucket. The tax-free bucket can be made up of Roth IRAs, Roth conversions, what we call LERPs, life insurance retirement plans.
Mm-hmm.
Most people have no idea that tool exists, that you can literally create zero taxable income using a life insurance retirement plan.
That's right.
The ideal amount is unlimited. There are no government regulations or government restrictions about what those amounts are. No taxes, no contribution limits, no income restrictions, no mandatory minimum distributions, no legislative risk, and a tax-free legacy to their family.
Yeah.
And the no legislative risk simply means that these plans have been approved by Congress, and even if they were to be changed down the road, what already exists is grandfathered.
Mm-hmm. And it's like the Roth IRA. A lot of people enjoy the Roth IRAs. The great thing about this structure is that you don't have that limit or that cap of
amount
that
you
contribute. So
with the government giving consideration to mandating national retirement system, by the way, we've mentioned this before,
mm-hmm,
Mr. Obama has recommended twice since 2008 in nationalizing the retirement system. His idea is to make everybody put all of their retirement money into treasury bonds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No liquidity, proper liquidity use and control of your money.
And furthermore, they have a little bit of control there that can pull the strings.
Quite a bit. And so with that, and coupled with the huge tax tsunami that's coming at us, it's more critical than ever to get a calculated strategy for creating a 0% tax bracket.
It really can be done. If your home has a leaky roof, I believe you would do something pretty quickly on this. You wouldn't want your wallet to be leaking all the time or your purse to be leaking. It is about repairing the leaks. Wealthawareness.com, again, is the website. That's the place to click on when you go to wealthawareness.com. You'll see the choices of getting the process started for the Money Works session. It's a free one-hour Money Works session that will get the information to you that we're talking about today. The number to call, 817-571-2626, 817-571-2626, the number there on the website when you log on to wealthawareness.com. It's interesting as we talk about alternatives to traditional investments, Patrick, because we're in a time right now to where we really do have to look at other options when it comes to saving and investing our money. Let's talk about that for a little bit.
Yeah, you know, it makes me think of when you were saying that, made me think of the scripture in Peter where, you know, we're living in perilous times. And as far as finances go, you know, we're on the edge, and nobody knows exactly where the edge is, but they know we're on it. And for these last few minutes, I want to talk about two things. I want to talk about non-constrained money management and alternative investments.
Mm-hmm.
I already mentioned at the beginning of the program, we're not product-driven, but everybody has to have tools to help people with it, with their money.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's some bottom liners out there that are going, well, what do you do? You know, what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
And two of the things we do is we use non-constrained money managers instead of mutual funds. And the reason is very simple. Non-constrained money management means the money managers are not constrained by the Investment Act of 1940, which controls the 9,000 mutual funds that are all vying for their money through their 401k plan.
Interesting.
Mutual funds are buy and hold by law.
Mm-hmm.
The 95% of the money has to be invested all the time in a mutual fund. The mutual fund cannot take the money to cash.
Wow. Wow.
That's why these people have rode the ups and downs of the market four times since 2000.
Mm.
And they're sick of it and they don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the only thing they can do is they have to watch their own money and they have to take that money to cash themselves, but they're all too busy. They don't know how to do that or when to do that.
Wow.
And so what we try to help them do is see if their 401ks, for instance, have some latitude in them that will allow them to move that money out into a self-directed IRA. We help them look at that. So why? So they can use unconstrained money management managers that automatically will take their money to cash because they're not constrained by the Investment Act of 1940.
Patrick, just that information right there is worth the time for a Money Work session to sit down
exactly.
with you and learn. This is something that people yeah. just don't know about.
Exactly. So. That's true. They don't. And that's why we want to meet with them and share it with them.
Mm-hmm.
And the importance of this right now is in people's minds with what's going on in the marketplace. Well, which way is it going to go?
Yeah.
You know, everybody wants to know. All right. And now what's happening is the common guy is just now starting to get into the bandwagon when the market's hit, you know, the Dow's hit 15,400 or whatever.
Sure.
And so there's a couple of interesting things. I do a lot of reading, more than I ever have these days. And one of the things I read recently, one money manager said, watch the 10-year treasury bond. It got down to 1.6. It's now back up to 2. When it hits 2.2, it's probably when the market's going to start some real steady corrections. Now, that's just one guy's opinion.
Sure.
But I read a mutual, you know, there's 9,000 mutual funds. There's a fund group out there called Hussman Funds, named after their founder, John Hussman. And there was an article that came from his funds that talked about how high the market was and that Barron's Magazine was predicting that the Dow Jones would hit 16,000. Okay. And so his ultimate point was every time Barron's Magazine says the market's going to go higher, it's had a major correction.
Wow.
And the key that he looks at is margined money, borrowed money, people borrowing money to buy more stocks to do better in the market.
Hmm.
It's at its all-time high right now.
Wow.
So people should be watching their
exactly.
money.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay, so the other thing I want to talk about in these last couple of minutes is alternative investments.
Mm-hmm.
Alternative investments can be a lot of things, but most people, if they're familiar with them at all, they're familiar with real estate trusts. And they've been around since 1960 when the law was passed. But in the last, since 2006, there has been one particular company in the real estate trust business that has revolutionized it and set it on its ear.
Mm-hmm.
They have, since 2006, they have turned four portfolios of $1.5 billion real estate trusts completely from real estate to cash and profit.
Wow.
For their clients.
Wow.
To the tune of anywhere from 30 to 55 to 60% in any period, in a period as short as 8 months and maybe as long as 3 or 4, that's, the longest being 4 years.
That's phenomenal.
And I want to share this information with individuals, and there are some debt REITs that this company has that are paying high single-digit rates of return, and people are looking for these alternatives, and I want to be able to sit down and explain to them the alternative industry, the REIT industry, and the revolution that's going on by this one particular company.
Patrick, real quickly in our moments left, you share this information because you have a heart for the Lord, a heart for people, and you really, really do care about getting people on the right track. Comment on that just for a moment, if you will.
Well, again, it's all about having the right information.
Yeah.
And none of us have a crystal ball. We don't know what the future's going to bring, but we need to be able to educate people so they can make intelligible and intellectual sound decisions about their money. And that's all they want. And it takes me back to my story about helping them ask the right questions.
Exactly.
My mentor, when I was at E.F. Hutton in 1980 through 86, about 82, asked me that question one day, Patrick, why do people do business with you? And I gave him the basic answers.
Sure.
Well, they trust me. They know I know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
He said, yeah, but there's one reason I've observed why they do my business with you. I said, well, tell me, because I don't know where you're going. He said, they do business with you because you help them ask the right questions for their situation.
Wow.
And that's what the Money Work session is all about. People don't know what questions to ask about where they are, and that's what we help them do.
Patrick, we thank you so much for your time and for your heart for our listeners and for what you do. Always good to see you, brother.
Thanks, Ron.
The number again to call, 817-571-2626. You'll find that on the website to get your Money Work session underway at wealthawareness.com.